من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا ونبينا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأتقيائه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن أصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah, respected elders and brothers, once again we thank and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom through His infinite grace and mercy has made us the reciters of the pure and beautiful kalimatu tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We make dua that Allah ta'ala keep us on iman, Allah ta'ala take us with iman, Allah ta'ala raise us on a day of qiyamah, but iman that is matlub in Allah, iman that is desired in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is perfect yaqeen in the dhat and sifats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have conviction, La ilaha illallah. No one is worthy of worship illallah except Allah. Total reliance on Allah. That everything is happening through the will and power and the mansha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in the control of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sustenance is from Allah. Health is from Allah. Sickness is from Allah. Benefit is from Allah. Harm is from Allah. Everything is in the control and the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and brothers, this yaqeen has to be embedded in our hearts. And this was the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from person to person, Ya ayyuha nas, qulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu. O people, say la ilaha illallah, you'll become completely successful. Total success. But this has to become our yaqeen that success lies in this. Today, respected elders and brothers, we are looking for solutions to problems in everything else. But if we just turn our attention to this one aspect and put our reliance in the zat and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn this heart's attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn our wives' heart's attention towards Allah, our children's hearts towards Allah, and the heart of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards one Allah. Today we all very particular and very fussy that everything has to be genuine. Everything has to be pure. Everything has to be good. It is a nikah taking place, example. And after performing the nikah, the imam sahab asks the boy, what's the mehr? And he gives for example, he says 1,000 rand. And we ask for that money at that moment. And then this boy, he thinks he's just playing one two jokes. He takes out some monopoly money, some toy money, some fake money. And he gives it to the imam or he gives it to the wakil of that girl. Respected elders and brothers, what will be the condition at that moment? What will be the environment of that moment? The wakil, if it's a father or wherever he is, he'll think, you take my daughter so cheap, you take this girl so cheap, you're playing, you're making masgeri, you're making a mockery, you're playing fools in such a mubarak occasion, such an auspicious occasion of nikah, we're ready to give you our daughter, and this is what you are doing to us? You are joking with us? At that moment, that joke can be rectified. At that moment, that problem can be rectified. The boy can even say, no, I was just joking. Here's the correct money. Here's the real money. Or the boy's father or whoever is in the gathering can say, no, don't worry. He was just joking. Here's the correct money. Respected elders and brothers, above this earth, many things can get solved. Many problems, many fake things, many uncertain things can get corrected. But respected elders and brothers, when a person goes in his qabr, when a person stands in front of Allah, and if this yaqeen, this heart, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, in saluhat salu al jasadu kullu, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If that flesh is correct, the whole body is correct. If that flesh is not correct, the whole body is not correct. Allah hi al qalb. Allah hi al-qalb. Allah hi al-qalb. Be aware, listen, that's the heart, that's the heart, that's the heart. Respected elders and brothers, if those hearts, yaqeen is incorrect. If our yaqeen on Allah is incorrect. When you go in at qabr, the first question, man rabbuk, who is your Rabb? If there's yaqeen on Allah is incorrect. If we never understand who is Rabbi Allah, our Rabb is Allah. If we never teach our children, we never make fikr, never have that worry and concern that how does heart's connection with Allah can be correct. And how we can have yaqeen that Rabbi Allah, my sustainer is Allah, my nourisher is Allah, my protector is Allah, my giver is Allah, my taker is Allah. Everything belongs to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this yaqeen is incorrect, respected elders and brothers, in a qabr there is no way we can rectify it. Standing in front of Allah tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, there is no way we can rectify it. Correcting of this yaqeen, perfecting this yaqeen, in the zat and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us an opportunity in this life, in this world. And respected elders and brothers, let us not only feel that correct yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only a savior in the qabr and akhirat. That's the solution to the problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Correction of yaqeen. Today we are all worried. My child, my daughter, my son, can I give them a cell phone? Can I give them a phone? Are they safe behind that internet? Are they safe behind that computer screen? We're always worried. Then we want to put device, we want to put different things into place that do not go into the wrong sites, that do not look at the wrong things, that do not browse the wrong things. Respected elders and brothers, this muzakra of iman, of speaking about Allah, is not only for the platforms, it's not only for our ijtimas. It's for every single person, every single day to remind himself who is Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ Quran is asking us, Nabi Allah Ta'ala is telling us, whose words, whose speech can be better than that person who invites towards Allah? Ask ourselves a simple question. When last I spoke about my Allah, that Allah that's taking care of me, that Allah that's nourishing me, that Allah that's making the seasons, the four seasons for my benefit, that Allah that brings down rain for my benefit, the sun is shining for my benefit, the wind is blowing for my benefit, the moon is turning for my benefit, everything for my benefit from Allah. But that kind Allah, that Kareem Allah, that merciful Allah, that loving Allah, when last did I speak about my Allah? And more than that, can I speak about my Allah? When last in my home environment, I sit with my children, every day we're sitting, every now and then we're sitting. We are making mashura, we are deciding where to go for holiday, what to buy next, when can we change the curtains, what do you want to have for supper. We're making all those kinds of mashuras and all those kinds of discussions in our homes. But respected elders and brothers, ask us as the servants of Allah, the children that's so masoom in front of Allah, Allah is making their hair grow for our benefit so we can see the beauty of our children. Allah has given them eyes so we get happy that our children can see. Allah has given them intelligence, we get proud. My child came out first. My child is excelling. My child is so many paras, hafiz. Allah has given them so much. Our children, Allah has given them. For our coolness of our eyes, for our tasalli, for us to be comfortable, for us to have a good sleep, for us to be to have a good life. But when last did we sit with the same masoom children of ours and speak to them about Allah and convince them? We have told them many times, don't use the phone wrongly, don't talk to the wrong person, don't have wrong friends. When last did I speak to them and convince them that Allah is Sami', Allah is all hearing, Allah is Basir, Allah is all seeing, Allah is Alim, Allah is all knowing. When we'll embed that into their hearts, when we'll get that conviction and that yaqeen corrected in our children's hearts, respected elders and brothers, then inshallah, they'll use that phone, cell phone correctly. Inshallah, they'll become respectable children to us. Inshallah, they'll become coolness of our eyes. But because we do not make this muzakara with them, our homes haven't heard the muzakara of the yaqeen of Allah. of the conviction and the greatness of Allah, the taqat of Allah, the kibriyah of Allah, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, respected elders and brothers, sometimes when the jamaats are walking in the path of Allah, and they're knocking on their door, there's many, many places now in the far ends, where people are staying. There's no masjids, there's no azan. That homes, that walls are not hearing the name of Allah. The people of that homes are not hearing the name of Allah. When this jamaat will go and knock on the door, as one Arab jamaat sati mentions, that we're not knocking on the door, we're knocking on that heart. And then you stand on the door and you speak to them about Allah, at least they are hearing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and brothers, to bring this muzakirah alive in our lives, that daily we find time to speak about our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this correction of yaqeen will come, when this yaqeen will become corrected, Allah ta'ala himself mentions, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha, wa huwa mu'min, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. Whoever does good deeds, male or female, and they have yaqeen, iman, they have iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, Allah will give them a good life in this world. In one verse, Allah ta'ala says, Allah will bring down the barakats from the skies. Love. We all want love from between husband and wife, between parents and children, between employer and employee, between communities. In correction of yaqeen, Allah ta'ala will bring yaqeen, will bring love and unity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we all worried about the vice. We all worried that some people are involved in this crime, in this guna, in this sin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, respected elders and brothers, such an example Allah has given us. That's why we are the disciples of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That personality, the earth has never seen a personality like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The skies has not witnessed a personality like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nabi of Allah, we are the ummatis of that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He has shown us a tartib, a solution to the problems of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alcohol was drank like how we drink water and how we drink beverages of today. Today maybe modern alcohol is also the drugs. All in the same category. Nabi alayhi salam made effort on the hearts of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, corrected that yaqeen in the hearts and put that towards you on Allah. Put the consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah in their hearts. Respected elders and brothers, when alcohol was made haram, there was no need for a rehab. There was no need for a rehab. Immediately, they could obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew what Allah wants from me. And this is what Allah wants from me, and easy, I have to give it up. So this correction of yaqeen, respected elders and brothers, is a responsibility and a duty of every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And being the servants of Allah, we owe it to Allah. We owe it to Allah that we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We owe it to Allah that we take the name of Allah with the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make in the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we take the name of Allah with the azmat of Allah. And by making, giving da'wat again and again, inshallah, then slowly, slowly, this heart will get convinced who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this heart is convinced, then to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there'll be lazzat in it. There'll be sweetness in it. We desire us to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how Quran Majeed is telling us, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلَ مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And together with that, we do good amals. And the main amal, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, As-salatu imadu deen. Salah is a pillar of deen. مَنْ أَقَامَهَا فَقَدْ أَقَامَ الدِّينَ وَمَنْ هَدَمَهَا فَقَدْ هَدَمَ الدِّينَ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Salah is a pillar of deen. If you uphold this pillar of deen, you upheld the whole of deen. And you discard this pillar, you have discarded the whole of deen. Ulama Ikram mentioned, if you look at this hadith, and you look at salah, what Allah has put in salah? Allah has put everything in salah. A person who has iman, that person will make salah. A person who has ta'alluq with Allah, that person will make salah because he knows the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we make in salah, we'll make it according to the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read salah, perform your salah like how you have seen me performing salah. Respected elders and brothers, the salah is something that we have to learn. Something we have to ask the ulama and learn how to make salah. Is our ruku correct? Is our sajda correct? Is our takbir correct? If I'm late and the imam already started salah, what's the masla? All these things, the aspects of salah, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's the responsibility of every individual to listen. Ignorance is no answer in the court of Allah. Ignorance is no answer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi islam has mentioned that talab al-ilm, to seek knowledge, is compulsory upon every baligh, upon every Muslim. So it's our duty to also learn how to make salah. If you look at salah, respected elders and brothers, generally our deen has iman, amal, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat and akhlaq. Allah has kept all these things in salah. If a person is conscious of his salah, then automatically now the person knows that when I come for salah, I must wear clothes, I have to dress, I have to learn what's the satr, what's not the satr. I have to learn what to cover and what can be exposed. When I come for salah, now I'm coming to make salah, I'm wearing clothes. But when I'm wearing that clothes, did I earn it with halal wealth? Did I earn it with haram wealth? When I'm feeding myself, I'm feeding my children, is my wealth halal? Is there some doubt in my wealth, or is it perfectly halal? Now our mu'amalat, our business transactions will become conscious. Why? Because my salah. When I'm making salah, I need water. That water, what am I paying for that water? Or I'm not paying for that water, etc., etc. Now I become conscious of all these things. Then mu'asharat, how we live out our communities. When a person comes for salah, we know, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions regarding the foul smell of a mouth of a person. That we become conscious of the person, the musalli is next to me. When I come and make my salah, I can't, my elbows hitting this person, hitting that person. How I'm standing in salah, it's teaching me how to live with my neighbors. It's teaching me how to live with the people around me. When I come to the masjid, how I meet with the people, how I interact with the people, with the musallis in the masjid. That is teaching me all regarding mu'asharat, how I live with people, my akhlaq. All these things are corrected. Respected elders and brothers, this is salah. Allah has put such taqat in salah. Allah has put such a thing in salah that whole of deen can get bigat, can encompass in our salah. But it's upon us how we correct our salah, how we perform our salah, and how we are making an effort to correct our salah. And then, respected elders and brothers, this commands of Allah, speaking about Allah, that we owe it to Allah, because we are the servants of Allah. But we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that angle, respected elders and brothers, every one of us has to have some dard dil, some pain in our hearts, some concern, some worry, that how total deen can come alive in total mankind till the day of Qiyamah. How every human being on the face of this earth, how their iman can get correct, how the ta'alluq with Allah can get corrected. How every person on the face of the earth, how they can get linked to the masjid, how they can link to salah, how they can get linked to deen. How every single ummati, this was the worry and the concern in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that total deen must come alive in total mankind till the day of Qiyamah, and this whole ummat must be saved from Jahannam, and this whole ummat must go to Jannat. Ar-Rahimuna yarhamumur Rahman, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. If we have mercy, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, if we have mercy on the people of this earth, Allah who is Kareem, Rahim, who is in the skies, will have mercy on us. And that's what we all want. We want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and brothers, as worthy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that deen has to come alive. So let us all make intention, inshallah. Regarding this, we all know that on this, we must have heard, on 19, 20, 21 and 22nd of April, inshallah, this year's KZN Ijtima will be taking place in Escott. So we have come specially to invite each and every one of us here sitting here, inshallah. How that we can, inshallah, we can make ourselves available. How we can make ourselves free, inshallah. We come to an environment of the Ijtima, and Ijtima is, respected elders and brothers, is an environment. Our elders tell us, it's a tabligh, it's an effort of tabligh, is to find a change. Change what? This incorrect yaqeen, to speak so much about Allah, there's a yaqeen is corrected to correct yaqeen. This lifestyle of ours, the way we dress, the way we interact, our whole lifestyle, if it's anti-sunnah, to bring it contra sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And our environments, to change our environments from bad to good, and even when we have got environment that is good, to make it better. So that ijtima is an environment. To come in an environment, in a time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, dawat, talim and talum, leaning and learning and teaching, zikr and ibadat, khidmat took place in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in a time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Alhamdulillah, the ijtimas are there to bring these amals alive. In the days of the ijtima, bayans are given of the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Worry about our qabr, worry about our akhirat. Besides dawat, talim is taking place, learning and teaching is taking place, ibadat is taking place in the ijtima. We are given an opportunity to make salah with thousands of other people. We don't know whose iman or whose ameen will be accepted. And then there's an environment where we can be khidmat or khalq of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So respected elders and brothers, the days of the ijtima in April inshallah, let us make niyat inshallah, that we will try to free ourselves and come to that environment regarding which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that Allah's sakina descends upon such a gathering, Allah's mercy enshrouds, malaika surrounds a gathering, and Allah makes mention of them in a better gathering in front of the malaika. And this was have to be the worry, that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Being the servants of Allah, we don't compromise on any command of Allah. Being the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that worry, that concern, that gham of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that total deen must come alive in total mankind, must come alive in this heart. Nasir Khan sahab rahmatullah alayhi should say, Muhammad ke gham jis seene mein hai, jahan bhi hai, Medina mein hai. That heart that contains that worry and concern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever he is, as if he's in Medina Manawara. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.